This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thanks for listening and subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, First Family of Ford in Tampa Bay, Northdale Mabry, just north of Raymond James Stadium, and Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME or brandonlegalgroup.com. Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford, represented at the most recent Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, our sold-out Todd Wright Tour 38. Grace Thomas was there from Bill Curry Ford. Jeremy Roberts was there from Brandon Legal Group. I look forward to seeing both of them at Todd Wright Tour 39, which is rapidly approaching a sellout. Todd Wright Tour 39 is our annual golf tournament and holiday spectacular, which this year will be December 10th at the wonderful West Chase Golf Club, which has always taken good care of me and my players on an annual basis since the beginning of the Todd Wright Tour. If I have a home course, it's West Chase Golf Club. And if you are interested in playing in Todd Wright Tour 39 and joining the fun, please email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. It hasn't been very fun for anyone who has any sort of professional or personal investment in USF football for a long time now. And the Jeff Scott era was a major, major failure. Some would look at other coaches and lump him in with the others that have followed the unfortunate parting of the ways with Jim Leavitt. I see both sides of the Jim Leavitt departure from USF, that it was, yeah, I agree it was Leavitt's fault, but I agree it was USF's fault too. They're both at fault for why and how that ended and what has happened since. I'll argue Leavitt has been better off since because he's been an active assistant coach working in various places. He keeps getting jobs and he's making a living. USF football has, for the most part, sucked since he left. And they have gone through now what? Skip, Willie, right? Charlie, and Jeff. Do I have the order correct there? I think I do. It doesn't really matter. Yes, Willie had the most success because he left for a better position while Skip was dismissed, Charlie was dismissed, and Jeff was most recently dismissed. I will say this about Jeff. He didn't piss anybody off. Everyone I know that came in contact with Jeff during his time as head coach of USF really liked the person. They did. And it probably allowed him to keep working for as long as he did. Once he lost the one winnable game, other than Howard, which isn't even in the same division as South Florida, which was his only real win previously in the first 2 years he coached, the hand was forced. So I have nothing bad personally to say about Jeff, but he didn't get the job done. So a move had to be made, and they made it. So now what? I'm amused by how many people seem to think they know what the solution is. I'm entertained by it because I believe they have no frickin' clue what the problem is. May I quote the movie Moneyball, as I often do? When Billy Beane is listening to the old guys talk about how to replace the players that have left the Oakland A's for more money elsewhere. And he just says, what's the problem? And they keep offering him answers. And he just keeps shaking his head. And he says, you're not even looking at the problem. And then he finally says, the problem is there are rich teams, there are poor teams. There's 50 feet of crap, and then there's us. It's an unfair game. We have to think differently. That's my advice for 95% of you out there who have made suggestions on how to fix the USF football program, which in 26 years has one highlight. One highlight. Sure, they've won some games, like, yeah, they beat Auburn. You know, they've beaten Miami. They've beaten Florida State. Yeah, I get that there are some individual games there. But really over the span of 26 years, they have one highlight, right? What's the one thing that people bring up? Remember when they were ranked second? That's it. That's it. 26 years, that's what you got. There's no identity. There's no traditions. I did a Todd Wright podcast about, I went to the game last year against Cincinnati because I wanted to see undefeated Cincinnati with my own eyes and see if they were worthy of a college football playoff appearance and how they would do. And I came away saying, there's no reason for me to go back to a USF football game unless it's to see their opponent. There was no other reason for me to be there. No other reason for me to go back. Nothing else to say to someone else, here's why you should go. Nothing. That's what you have, and it's now 26 years. So the recommendations of this head coach, or this head coach, or this head coach, 95% of it, and I'm being conservative here, is laughable. Absolutely laughable. Because the people making those recommendations, they don't even know what the problem is. They don't. And if you don't know what the problem is, you don't know how to solve it. As Billy Bean said to the old men, you're just talking. It's going to take bringing somebody in who knows how to get more out of less. And that's not an easy thing to do. More out of less. Something from nothing. So these big names, forget it. Forget it. Big names don't fit that profile. The right person to take this job, and I'm not saying there's one right person. I don't know that there is one. It's a name those 95% have never heard of. That might be the right person, because that person is so obscure and has been working with so little and has such a low profile that these 95% who think they know the answer to the problem they're not identifying have never heard of him. Yes, I do have a few names in mind, but you wouldn't even know who they are. So I'm not going to burden you with it. USF shouldn't try to win the press conference here. You're trying to win football games. If the people in the position to make the decision at USF this time, because they continually fail at this, actually know what the problem is, and realize how unattractive a job this is, They can try to convince themselves otherwise, but they're just fooling themselves. It's like the write-up on the USF Athletics website and the press release. They wouldn't even admit they fired Jeff Scott. They announced, quote, leadership changes. What a crock of fucking shit. You don't even own a termination. I know you like the guy. Everybody seemed to like him. But you're allowed to say, you know, we fired him because we suck. Any questions? Rather than saying some cute language and saying, oh, look over here. I got an email about this week in USF Athletics. Never mentioned. Changing the football coach. That's all that matters this week in USF Athletics. Not the, oh, look over here at this women's program. No. No, don't be ridiculous. So I have zero confidence that USF will hire the right person if there is one. Because I'm not convinced USF knows what the problem really is. And if it's Michael Kelly calling the shot, who hired Jeff Scott, I have zero confidence that Michael Kelly knows what to do, because he already failed once. And much like Jeff Scott did not have the necessary experience to handle a lousy job like USF football, there is nothing on Michael Kelly's resume that says he knows. As one very well-connected colleague of mine said about Michael Kelly when I asked, did Michael Kelly, my colleague works in the Carolinas, did Michael Kelly do anything of significance that you were aware of from 2002 to 2006 as director of athletic facilities at Wake Forest? The response from my connection was basically, I'd never heard of Michael Kelly until he got his cush job as chief operating officer of the college football playoff. So there you go. Michael Kelly was at USF for what, 1 year, 1 year plus, around the time they went to Division 1A. Okay, Leavitt was still here. So I don't see anything there that Michael Kelly did. And here 20 years later, he circles back. And what? You already failed once with a hire that didn't make sense, didn't work. Not sure you know what the problem is either. So in that case, Michael Kelly should be next to go. And if you're writing all this off and saying, well, that's the best they're going to do, then just drop the football program. Just drop it. If all you've done in 26 years is have people who care say, remember when we were ranked number two that one time? Then you haven't accomplished much. And it certainly doesn't look like you know how to accomplish anything else. Hate to say it, no one's going to miss you. No one. Identify the problem. Get it right. Don't try to win the press conference. Try to win some games. Good luck. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. You can reach me at Wright.Todd at Yahoo.com. Talk to you next time.